you said earlier that the people who hold the paper, essentially, on our national debt or on the bank, the Federal Reserve, that they have sort of they have a public face and a private face, no surprise there, and they have certain privileges that comes with the providence of that money, and those privileges allow them to manipulate the government and government agencies so that they get kind of a kickback if there's money that might be rerouted through the CIA to a private corporation to do, you know, work for clandestine work for the CIA. They do it through a private company, and suddenly hundreds of millions of dollars can go to one of these organizations that's providing the money.
It doesn't have to be secret at all. I had somebody ask me right after the war in Iraq started. It was when Halliburton was being investigated for criminal, the criminal investigation in Cheney's office related to the issuance of contracts in Halliburton. And so I went to Halliburton's website. I guess CBS MarketWatch said that Halliburton had $12 billion of contracts related to Iraq, $12 billion a year in revenues. And so I on a cost-plus contracting in, your profit margin is about 5 to 10%. And during that time, the rumors were that they were much, you know, the profit was much higher. But let's just take 10%. And so okay. The profit would have been $1.2 billion. And I went to Halliburton's website, and they were trading at a multiple of 12 times earnings, and their market value was $12 billion. And I realized, oh my God, if there hadn't been an Iraq war, there might not be a Halliburton.
Well, I think this is let's use the Iraq war. I think this is great. So,
that's a perfect example of
that's a perfect example
of a country.
Okay, so
see,
pumping
and
dumping.
Understand how you pump and dump a planet. You have to understand how you pump and dump a country and a neighborhood and a person and a family and. You know, but that's war is one of. Let's say you own a country.
Okay.
You know, in this instance, Iraq. If I come in and invade your country and take you over, the first thing I can do is I can make my citizens pay my company's money to throw you out. Okay, this is economic warfare. Now I own the country, right? And I can get my taxpayers to issue big contracts to help me, quote, fix up the country and bring democracy.
Right.
So I make money by, you know, destroying, you know, throwing you out and taking over and destroying everything.
Right.
And then I make money, you know, pumping it back up again.
But
this time I own it.
Yeah, but and the difference is, though, too, and this I think is a part of the story, is then you also make money over and over and over again as there's just enough of an insurgency that keeps breaking all the things we just built. So then we have to pay to build it all over again.
Right. I don't know enough about, you know, it's very hard to get really reliable information on what's happening in Iraq. And I think the scary thing on Iraq, because I don't think Iraq is going to turn out to be a typical pump and dump. I think the scary thing here is, you know, yes, we're using these patterns, but no, they're not working. So I think we've gotten ourselves into a little bit of a hole, but needless to say, you know, when you get yourself into a hole, the private parties can make a fortune. So a hole is not necessarily bad for them. It may be bad for the world and bad for Iraq and bad for Americans, but it's not bad for the guys making money on the hole.
No, that's what I was going to say. I mean,
right.
It seems like that's where we've already fixed infrastructure things, and then they keep getting blown up or burned down or whatever, and then we're back to fixing them again. And each time there's more money taken from the taxpayers' coffers to go pay for that.
Right. Well, we've had for 50 years a construct of government contracting called cost plus, where the higher the contractor's cost, the more money they make. And obviously, it doesn't take anybody any amount of time to figure out that's not a really wonderful incentive system, when in fact you can borrow a near infinite amount of money to finance that system. You know, when you have, it's not surprising there's $3.3 trillion that's gone missing at the Department of Defense, because the same people who are getting the contracts and the purchases are also running the accounting and information systems.
Right. What's the end game here? I mean, if you were to look at this as a pump and dump, to look at Iraq as that, or to see this as, you know, similar to past patterns, What do you imagine might happen? How will this ever end?
Okay, well there are a couple of possibilities, but one, we know that we've had an investment model running the planet now for say 500 years at least, and I would call it central banking warfare, where you have a combination of people who can print money, and then they have the weaponry, to force the liquidity to keep working. So basically, you've got the ability to kill with impunity, and you've got the ability to print money. And it's that central banking warfare model that has really been the success. I mean, it's one of the reasons for the success of the English-speaking people and the people in the First World. And I'm not trying to say that there was everything that was bad about that model, but it's no longer working because with new technology, with globalization, with growth in the population, you're talking about something that's non-sustainable. You've used the expression, one of my expressions is the tapeworm economy.
Right.
That's where you have a small group of, I won't ask you, Ian, if you've ever had a tapeworm, but the way a tapeworm works in your body is...
Let me just say yes. Now go ahead.
it injects in you a chemical that makes you crave what's good for the tapeworm and what's bad
right.
for you. And, a tapeworm economy is where you have a small group of insiders who are centralizing political and economic power in a way that destroys wealth. I mean, when you go into a country and wreck everything and then spend a fortune doing it, fixing it up in a way which doesn't get you a wonderful place, you know, that's a huge amount of money and time and effort going to, you know, just create negativity. So you're shrinking total wealth in a way that makes you money. So all the outsiders suffer, but part of the key to that is the outsiders support the insiders.